Hello, Big L listeners. Kenny Everett here. I'm sure you've heard a lot of the messages from the other DJs saying how terribly sorry they are that Big L is coming off the air and what a crime it is. Well, I'm probably Big L's strongest admirer because I was there right from, about a month before it started broadcasting and was there up until about 6 months ago. So I've seen Big L go through all its various stages and phases and everything, and I know almost everybody that works there today. And there's not very many weeks go by that a couple of the people who work there now don't come around for tea, and we have long chats about the boat because it's a fantastically interesting topic. It really is. Big L has occupied my every waking moment since I left it. I don't know whether I'm sorry I left because, you know, you've got to move around, etc. But there's not a day goes by that I don't drag out the photographs of Big L and look over them, and all the memories come flooding back. It's lovely. All the people that work there are really gassy people. They're too much. I've never met a livelier bunch of more dedicated people in my life than the people who work in the office and on the boat too. There's a tremendous spirit. Big L will always be remembered as the fantastic radio station it is today because it's being chopped off at its prime, and anything that happens like that usually is remembered for years and years and years. And I think that if people do their bit and keep on remembering Big L and keep pestering for commercial radio to come back, then the same people who are in it now will take over again, and we'll get Big L once again, only this time on land, so it'll be clearer, it'll be better in every way. So let's keep thinking about Big L and all the tremendous people you've heard on the air, like
Kenny Everett
and Dave Cash. I'd like to say thanks to Dave Cash too, because the Kenny Cash program was really a gas to do. Also Alan Keane, who's been a lovely program director and supplied us with some really superb records. And that's about it, really. It's just been a gas, and I won't forget it. I hope you won't too.
This is Pete Drummond. I've been with Radio London for 11 and a half months, and I would have liked to have made it a year, but when the Postmaster General says go, well, I suppose one has to go. Truthfully, Radio London has been a unique station where freedom of speech and music has not been denied to the disc jockeys or to the audience. I doubt you'll ever see the like of it again. Thank you anyway for listening to me, and I hope we'll meet again very soon. I love you all.
Well, thank you, Dum Dum. Well, Paul, you are the only original member of the original crew left here on Radio London, so that means you've done 2 2/3 years. Now, not only have you been there all that time, but a few weeks before Radio London ever went on the air. Have you any sort of memory? Can you take yourself back those times and tell us something about the old days?
Well, yes, I can. Of course, it was nothing like as comfortable as it is now. Things have improved progressively as the station has become more successful, and we've got things a bit more right on the boat. There was a time when we didn't know how much water we used, let alone how much we were going to need next day, you know. And that's why I grew the beard, actually, incidentally. It's no water, you see, at one stage, so I gave up shaving. I think the other thing that's difficult to imagine now, because Radio London's a household word and we've got lots and lots of listeners, but in those days we weren't at all sure if we had any at all. And in the very early days, we'd only been transmitting for a few weeks. I was driving down from Shepherd's Bush in a car, and I had to stop rather hurriedly at the lights, and a bicycle came screaming up behind me and nearly went into the boot. And a rather angry gentleman on the bicycle just paddled his way around to the driver's side window and said, "Wonderful Radio London." I realized I had a sticker in the back window, and I also realized we'd got at least one listener. Great moment for me, and one of the discs we were playing in those days was by The Drifter.